Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know that down through the years, the Beef Council's had a great relationship with family physicians in the state of Oklahoma, and that relationship has continued here in 2019. Tell us about that.
Well, first of all, family physicians are an extremely important group to us. And so we recently sponsored Dr. Donna Lehman, who is a leading protein researcher, for a presentation at the Oklahoma Academy of Family Physicians Summer Convention. His topic focused on the importance of protein in the diet and balancing with carbs in a healthy way. It was very, very well received. Additionally, staff also participated in the trade show where they had the opportunity to visit with multiple physicians and provide them with Beef Checkoff funded material.
Participation in this event, a part of Oklahoma Beef Council's efforts to educate health professionals from physicians to dietitians about the science of beef nutrition and the benefits of the nutrients of beef. Learn more about the Beef Checkoff by going to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner.
Hey, good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Many Department of Agriculture employees refused to relocate as part of a plan to move two agencies to Kansas City. At the Economic Research Service, 72 employees accepted relocation and 99 declined or did not provide a response by the deadline on Monday. At the National Institute of Food and Agriculture, 3 employees agreed to move and 151 declined. The proposed move by Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue seeks to streamline USDA to reduce costs and place the two agencies closer to stakeholders. However, employees and opposition to the move say the number of workers exiting the two agencies represents a great loss of experience. Many of the impacted employees have allegedly told the American Federation of Government Employees they would move temporarily until finding a job at their preferred locations. Finally, today, while the U.S. House of Representatives enters a sort of disarray, senators are pushing for passage of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement. Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas, chair of the Senate Agriculture Committee, spoke on the Senate floor Tuesday supporting passage of the U.S.-MCA. He joined a group of Republican senators in promoting the trade agreement, led by Senator John Hoeven of North Dakota. Listen.
Thank you, Senator Hoeven, for getting this together, a colloquy with everybody that is concerned about this. This is what we do on the Agriculture Committee, working in a bipartisan way when we see an opportunity, and certainly we ought to seize this opportunity.
Robert says the current trade climate and farm economy shows the need of USMCA for agriculture.
The uncertainty regarding U.S. trade policy has led some of our most important trading partners to turn to our competitors. That's the ugly truth of it. At a time when the U.S. agriculture industry is facing new trade retaliation threats on top of the challenging agriculture economy, we must offer greater certainty and predictability for the farmers and ranchers across the country.
The House of Representatives must approve the agreement before Senate consideration. However, a vote condemning the president for alleged racist comments on Tuesday in the House is feared to further the political divide between Democrats and Republicans in the chamber. Roberts, who made his comments before the drama unfolded in the House, urged representatives to work towards passage.
I urge my colleagues in the House to get together with Ambassador Lighthizer and work out these concerns that have been talked about, especially by Senator Grassley, to give fair and swift consideration to this new trade agreement. We must expand critical market access and create new trade opportunities for the United States agriculture.
Mexico has already ratified USMCA, and Canada is working to do the same. But the political divide in Washington and the upcoming 2020 election cycle appear to be threatening U.S. approval, at least for now.
You got farm news on Ron.
Discover new products and services at Cattle U and Trade Show July 31st and August 1st at the United Wireless Arena in Dodge City, Kansas. Practical and useful learning for cow-calf producers, stockers, and feeders. Enjoy 2 days of keynote speakers, breakout sessions, and industry panels while becoming BQA certified. Register at CattleU.net. Make it a family trip and plan to attend Dodge City Days and the Roundup Rodeo. Cattle U and Trade Show, a High Plains Journal event. For details and registration, go to cattleu.net.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.